The Voice from Jerusalem presents Yuval Shomron's program, Hebrew Highlights.
Shalom, this is Yuval Shomron coming to you from Jerusalem. Psalm 106, verse 48. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting even to everlasting, and let all the people say, Amen. Praise the Lord. This scripture verse contains the two most recognized Hebrew words used in many world languages, Hallelujah and Amen. Let's look today at the word Amen. If you look it up in a dictionary, you will probably see so be it, which is a fair translation. It is basically a word of affirmation or agreement, as we see when this psalm is publicly quoted in 1 Chronicles 16, verse 36. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting even to everlasting. Then all the people said, Amen, and praised the Lord. It is important to see here that all the people agreed, not 70%. Yeshua said in Matthew 18, verse 19, Again I say to you that if two of you agree on earth about anything that they may ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. Imagine how powerful it is when all the people agree. Yeshua himself used the word Amen numerous times. For instance, in closing his famous prayer to his Father in Matthew 6, verse 13, he said, And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Another New Testament use of the word is seen in John 3, verse 3. Jesus answered and said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. In the Hebrew New Testament, we read, Amen, amen, ani omer lechem, or Amen, amen, I say to you all. We also see the word used as an exclamation after great statements, as in Romans 11, verse 36. For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. There's a lot of curiosity about what language will be spoken in heaven. One thing is for sure, some Hebrew words will survive, as we see in Revelations 19, verse 4. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshipped God who sits on the throne, saying, Amen. Hallelujah. I'll leave you with a quote from 1 Timothy 1, verse 17. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Shalom, shalom from Jerusalem. Amen.
You've been listening to Hebrew Highlights with Yuval Shomron. Visit our website, www.HebrewHighlights.com.
בתפילה, אמן, שעולה, אמן, כל הנשמה תהלליה, אמן, ותן ברכת שלום ושמור על ביתנו. הרב אותנו לחלום שבתותינו תן תמיד ברכה במעשה ידינו פתח לבינו שתמיד נשיר לך אלוהי אמן תקוותיי אמן את תופתנו באהבה אמן תן לנו חיים ושמור עלינו תן שתיקשם אהבתנו תן לנו ברכה פנינו פתח לבינו שתמיד נשיר לך